listener production.
Bill Lang is the CEO of Small Business Australia. Just when we thought we were going to have Freedom Friday in Melbourne, Bill, we get this nonsense about having your hair cut in the street.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, Steve, for you, it doesn't take very long when you get yours done.
But
maybe you won't need the shampoo in parts of Melbourne or a particular hour during Melbourne if you're out there on the street and it comes down. It'll at least save the barber shop having to pay for the extra water. But look, it's the absolute craziness and continued inconsistency of sort of state-by-state approaches, what they say versus when you read into the detail. Just further uncertainty for anyone who's got a small business who now has to again try and interpret what the rules mean and how do they apply, which will mean, again, many of them will just say, well, look, I'm not going to reopen. I thought that there was, so-called hope at the end of the tunnel, light at the end of the tunnel. But the continued uncertainty, particularly in certain types of industries where the inconsistency between I can, go to my home and visit a person's place and visit with fully vaccinated people, but those people can't go to a shop. They can go to a supermarket. Been able to go to a supermarket all throughout the pandemic. We haven't seen explosions of cases of people, catching the virus, in supermarkets over the, 19 months that this thing's been going on for. Yet we still have these rulers loving making rules. And I think there's a real COVID cover-up going on here, Steve.
Yeah, and that might be about to be blown. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of this legal action that's been taken, partly funded by the Jim's Mowing Group, to find out whether they can get their hands on the actual health advice that Brett Sutton's been passing to the government. Now, if that comes out, that'll be fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. For, more than 12 months, around the country, reasonable people have been asking for, disclosure of, the health advice, what have been the options, what's been analysed. And when I say cover-up, the real cover-up here is along the lines of, Australians don't know just how geared up their health systems are, how productive they are, how many beds there are. We're already seeing in Western Australia, in fact, it's probably the most underprepared, healthcare system. And we keep hearing, we've got to protect the health system. And most Australians will go, yeah, well, that sort of emotionally makes sense. But isn't the health system there to protect Australians? And who's responsible for the health system? Well, fundamentally, it's operated by the governments and governments over a number of years. And of course, we have the state federal governments pointing fingers at each other and blaming each other. Well, they're responsible for that and, blah, blah, blah. But the real thing is, it was like, what is the capacity? How to what extent are they geared up? Why aren't there enough people working in it, et cetera, et cetera? And they're the sorts of questions now that people in the full light of day are starting to ask around just how resilient are our public services? And it's clear that they're very different state by state.
You look at someone like there's a wholesale shoemaking business in Mentone quoted in The Age today where the boss, David Gigliotti, says our floor space is 7,500 square metres and we're not allowed to have a person in the store. I mean, that makes no sense.
Look, it doesn't. And this is where, small business owners and operators, take a lot of risks, learn a lot of things by doing things, are very practical people. And this is where they sort of shake their head and go, who's making the decisions? What is their level of knowledge? What's their level of engagement? We had in Victoria as an example, it only took sort of 7 days for it to get turned over. But based on absolutely no evidence, closing children's playgrounds. Same thing with, there's still a curfew in Victoria. If your listeners, around Australia, there's still a curfew going on in Australia. Absolutely no evidence to support it. And is it any wonder that we're certainly seeing in our tracking research a rapid decline in the level of trust in particular state governments by the people in those states?
The regions in Victoria now have hospitality up and running. I was mentioning yesterday that a friend of mine was in a pub on the Bellarine Peninsula on Saturday, where the 1 per 4 square metre rule meant that in the bar, where they have a dining room, they were booked out at the capacity of 8 people, a table of 6 and a table of 2.
Now, Steve, you do the basic, numbers on that. There's no profit being generated, from that setup on the inside. And so what that means is, that small business owner, and that small business owner's family is effectively funding and providing employment for their staff and welcoming back those limited number of customers, but continuing to lose money. Now, this is not a big business with, you know, shareholders and millions of dollars. This is money that's coming out of the family's pocket. And we've seen in our research again, business owners have had to draw on superannuation. They've, in some cases, sold homes, drawn down on their savings, borrowed extra money where they can. But there's a whole bunch that aren't doing anything. They're going, look, we're not taking any more risks. We're going to keep sort of just staying closed until we have some more sanity, some more consistency that we understand. Because we've seen the flip-flopping that goes on. Apparently, when the polls start changing, now it's time to move into a gear. And don't worry about the couple of thousand positive cases in Victoria on average over the last couple of days. You know, no, we're on. We're definitely opening up. You see the sort of the flip of the switch because they're politicians and it's all about the politics, staying in power or getting into power.
Yeah, it's very, very disappointing. I mean, on a positive note, there will be changes on Friday. There will be some movement again. And hopefully that 80% double vaccinated rate will kick in around November 1, 2, the couple of days before Melbourne Cup. At 80% double vaccinated, we really need to be fully up and open and operational, don't we?
Oh, look, absolutely, Steve. And, you know, we'd say the Premier of New South Wales now really is the accelerator. Like he and his team are on the front foot, moving forward in terms of reopening up and letting people get on with their lives and live, you know, sensibly with this form of coronavirus out there in the community. You know, Victoria, they certainly, with the races coming up, there's nothing like a popular thing for the punters out there. 10,000 people will be able to go to the Melbourne Cup, etc. But come on, Victorian government, giddy up. Let's get the show open. There's a lot of fully vaccinated people, fully vaccinated business owners. They should be able to do business in the normal way right now.
Great to catch up as usual, Bill. Thank you. Have a good week.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Bill Lang there from the Small Business Association.
Listener.